From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeely reporting. An overhaul to the U.S.'s green card system is what's being called for by U.S. President Donald Trump if Democrats want to strike a deal over Dreamers and the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Mr. Trump said he wants to hire 10,000 more immigration officers and build a wall along the southern border. Last month, Mr. Trump announced plans to end DACA, an Obama-era policy that protects from deportation hundreds of thousands of young people who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children. Mr. Trump announced his administration's immigration policies wish list in a letter to congressional leaders on Sunday. The U.S. and Turkey mutually suspended visa services after an American consulate employee was arrested in Turkey.
Tension escalating in a brewing diplomatic crisis between Turkey and the U.S. after both the NATO allies suspended visa services in a tit-for-tat fallout. The U.S. mission to Turkey on Sunday suspended all non-immigrant services following the arrest of a U.S. consulate employee in Istanbul on Wednesday. He's accused of links to Fethullah Gulen, a cleric who the Turkish government blames for last year's failed coup. The self-exiled Islamic preacher lives in Pennsylvania. His extradition to Turkey has been sought to little avail. In retaliation for the U.S. visa cutback, Turkey's embassy in Washington blocked new applications from U.S. citizens in a statement using almost identical language.
That's Reuters' Pascal Davies reporting. Also, Turkey's foreign ministry summoned the embassy's second in charge Monday, asking that Washington review the decision. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. Mr. Trump's remarks were his latest hint that he could upend a long-standing U.S. policies aimed at containing North Korea's nuclear weapons development, short of confrontation. On Saturday, he wrote that the past U.S. presidents have been talking to North Korea's leaders with agreements made and massive amounts of money paid. But it hasn't worked. Agreements violated before the ink was dry, making fools of U.S. negotiators. Sorry, but only one thing will work. It was not clear exactly what Mr. Trump meant, but the comments seemed to suggest that he was referring to military action. A Bangladesh border official tells a French news agency that at least 12 Rohingya fleeing violence in Myanmar and seeking refuge in Bangladesh drowned late Sunday when their packed boat capsized. The report is that the bodies were those of 10 children, an elderly woman, and a man. More than 500,000 people from Rohingyas have fled Myanmar's Rakhine state for Bangladesh since late August. Analysts and rights workers say that since Rohingya militants attacked Myanmar security forces in August, the military has carried out a brutal crackdown, burning villages and killing women and children as they fled. The International Committee of the Red Cross has decided to drastically reduce its presence in relief operations in war-torn Afghanistan, citing a series of recent attacks that have killed seven of its staff, including a foreigner. There have been security incidents over the past 30 years undermining relief activities, and three direct attacks in northern Afghanistan since last December have particularly affected the ICRC on the whole. Sunday, residents of Catalonia, opposed to the regional government's efforts to secede from Spain, rallied in Barcelona. Last week, citizens voted overwhelmingly for independence, with 90% choosing to break with Spain, although the turnout was less than half of the electorate. Sunday, those opposed to the regional government's efforts to secede from Spain rallied in Barcelona. Stuart King is a Catalan scholar at Monash University.
The referendum was declared illegal. Many of them didn't turn out to vote. And this is their opportunity now that there is actually the possibility, or the Catalan government is talking about declaring independence. This is their chance now to articulate their desire to remain within Spain.
And opinion polls have consistently suggested that more Catalans are in favor of remaining in Spain rather than declaring independence. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.